Okay, we're ready to start. So let's begin with Rachsa. We left off a little further, but we'll back up to Rachsa. So before everyone washes their hands, the Baal HaBayis should announce that everyone should be mechaven to be mekayim the mitzvahs asi of eating matzah. And those that need to eat with aseba should remember to eat with aseba. And one should not speak until after koirach, at least. There are those that are makbar not to speak until after afikoyimin. However, the general minig is until after koira. Now, there is a discussion in the Paiskin and begins with the Gemara and Rishonim of if we washed our hands already for Tisidayim, if we washed our hands by Karpas, even though we did wear a bracha, but our hands are clean, so why are we washing again? The Shbrewer brings down a Chumrah that one should touch a part of their body, a covered part of the body, or scratch their scalp, or touch their shoe in order that they should have to wash their hands again. If one did not do this, it's not makik. Now, that's Rachza. When it comes to Maitzi Matzah, so the Baal HaBayis takes the three matzahs, or all those that have matzahs in front of them. If it's, there's a few sets for different groups, so each group takes the three matzahs, and you hold all three together, which includes the two whole matzahs, the top and the bottom are complete matzahs, which is for Lecha Mishnah, and the middle one, which is the broken one, which represents Lechem Oini. At the time of the bracha of Hamoitzi, Hamoitzi Lechem in Aretz, he's holding all three matzahs. Then he drops the bottom matzah. And when he drops the bottom matzah, then he makes the bracha of Alachilas Matzah. Since there's a question of whether the bracha Alachilas Matzah is going on the complete matzah or on the broken matzah, therefore Mishmur brings down another chumrah that one should eat from a kezayis from the top matzah and a kezayis from the middle matzah. But this is from the Mevarech himself. Anyone else around the table could just eat a kezayis from the matzah that's in front of him. Now, there are different opinions in what's considered a kezayis, different machlekesim v'negei the kezayis, whether it's the volume of a half egg or a third of egg, or if another discussion whether the size of the eggs nowadays are half the size of what they were back then, and therefore mitzvahs deraisis, many are machmer. For the chumrah of two kezayisim, one kezayis from the whole matzah, one from the middle matzah, one does not have to go with the largest share. One can take the smaller share from the whole matzah and the smaller share from the middle matzah, which will equal one size of the largest share. The share has to be eaten b'chdei achilas pras, which is for a mitzvah d'oraisa, should be between 3.4 minutes and if possible 2 minutes. The Mishmur does bring down that one should put the two kezayisim at one time into his mouth and chew them, and then start to swallow. However, it's yidua that with our matzah that is impossible or be a sakana, and therefore one should not try doing that. They should begin counting from the time they start to swallow. So you chew a little, start to swallow, and continue eating. And b'derech klal, if you keep to the right shiurim, it should not be an issue of being able to do it within 2 or 3.4 minutes. If one needs to soak the matzah or drink water as they're eating the matzah, that is also permitted. Now, when it comes to the shear of the matzah, so the shear is as follows. I'm going to break it down into three categories. There's those that are mahadrin, those that want to be machmir for the sheet of Mishnah Brura. When it comes to a shear achila of kezayis for deraisa, like by Maitzi Matzah, which will come out according to Mishnah Brura, 47 cc, that's the size and volume, or 26 grams in weight, which is be'erech, again, assuming the matzah is average matzah, so then it's around 15.3 centimeters by 15.3 centimeters. I'm talking about here a hand matzah. That's the first shear. The second shear, which is also a lechatchila dika shear, it's a mahuda dika shear, lechatchila dika shear, would be 25 cc or 14 grams, which is be'erech 11.2 centimeters by 11.2 centimeters. The third shear, which is me'ikra din, for one who cannot eat the lechatchila dika shear, me'ikra din, he can rely on 17 to 20 cc, which is approximately 10 gram. And by measurements, it's approximately 10 centimeters by 10 centimeters. The shasat chak, which there are people which unfortunately now I've gotten the call that it's even difficult for them to eat this me'ikra din dikashita. They can even go down to 6 centimeters by 6 centimeters, which is 5 cc. That's those are the shiurim for Maitzi Matzah. There is a machlekes mechaber amah, whether one should dip the matzah at the Seder into the salt, like we have halacha throughout the year, that we dip, that we dip the matzah in salt, the bread or the matzah in salt. According to the Ramah, we do not dip the matzah in salt because of chiv of a mitzvah in order to remember lechem oini. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that even though throughout the year, throughout the days of Pesach, the rest of Pesach, we do dip the matzah into salt, even though it's matzah nikia, it doesn't really need tibo minadin in salt. However, the first night of Pesach, we're not knowing like this because better that should be recognizable that this is lechem oini, which is not dipped in salt. Darach Hashulchan. Darach Hashulchan. The Darach Hashulchan writes that chumdumali she'achshav toivlim b'melach. It would seem to him that the minig is yet to dip into salt at the Lela Seda because it's yafa yaisa b'tam, it tastes better and it's a hidden mitzvah. And that's where Rav Moshe Feinstein was knowing to dip it in salt. Again, each one should follow the minig of their family. When it comes to Mara, Mara nowadays is drabana. What type of vegetable do we use for Mara? So the Mishnah gives us a list. The Mishnah begins with Chazeres, Ulshan, Tamcha, Chachavina, Mara. And that's the Shulchan Aruch also, which brings down this list of types of vegetables that are used. The Shulchan Aruch tells us that the mara is eaten with I made a mistake. Before we get to Mara, that was a mistake that Mara Mokim over here on page 5. The Mara Mokim of Elu Yerokos is a mistake over here. We still didn't finish Maitzi Matzah. So back to Maitzi Matzah. So we just finished saying that there are those that are not to dip it in salt and those that are not not to dip it in salt. That which the Shulchan Aruch says to eat it together, we mentioned before. It, to swallow it at once would be probably dangerous. One should try not to do that. But to eat it within the time that's given, the achilas pras, and one should eat the matzah with haseba. If one ate it without haseba, he's not yaitza, and he would have to repeat and eat it again. However, the Ramah says that since bizman is there, it's not the derech to lahaseb, therefore one could rely on the Rav Yoshita. And b'di'evit, he was yaitza without a seba. And B'aralacha explains that that's if you finish the entire suda, you made berachas amazin, according to the Yesh Aymrim, that's when you did not need to go back and make a bracha of alachilas matzah. Now, from the time he made the bracha alachilas matzah, one should not speak words that are not negated to the suda. until he finishes eating kairach, in order that the bracha of alachilas matzah and the bracha of alachilas mara will go also on kairach. So therefore, kavana, the kavana one should have when making the bracha alachilas matzah, or when he will be making the bracha alachilas mara, is that this bracha should also include the matzah and the mara that will be eating by kairach. B'di'evet, if someone did speak after the bracha, before he finished kairach, he does not need to go ahead and make a new bracha by kairach. The Mishmaru points out that kol shekein, the first kezayis, then he makes the bracha al achilas matzah, he should be very careful not to push it off until after chatzais. And b'di'evet, if someone missed chatzais and he's up to achilas, he's up to moitzi matzah, and it's already past chatzais, so b'di'evet, he should eat the matzah, but without a bracha. Same thing with the mara. Mara, even though it's only a mitzvah d'rabbanan nowadays, however, he should be careful to eat the achilas mara before chatzais. And if he got pushed off until after chatzais, he should eat it without a bracha. And the Mishmur says that if he sees that it's getting close to chatzais, it's better that he should just make kiddush, drink the first kais, wash, make the bracha, moitzi matzah, eat the matzah, and eat the mara, and then go back to the agadah and continue with maggid. Now, that's moitzi matzah. Mara. The Mishnah tells us that there are different yerakais, which one, different types of vegetables, one could be yaitza, the mitzvah mara. The first on the list is chazeres. And the Gemara tells us that Ravina found Rav Acha b'Rei d'Rava, who was looking for something bitter. And he said to him, why are you looking for something bitter? Is it that you think that something bitter is better? The Mishnah says chazeres, which implies that the Mishnah saying chazeres first means that chazeres is the ikar. And that's what we learned in the Beis Shmuel and Rav Oshia, mitzvah b'chazeres. It's a mitzvah to fulfill the mitzvah with chazeres. And Rav explains why chazeres, because it's chasa. And chazeres represents the chas rachmana iluvan, that rachmana, the Rabbanu Shlalom, had mercy, had pity over us. And the Gemara explains why lama nimshlam mitzrim kemara, ma mara zesh tchilasei rach v'seif v'kasha, af mitzrim tchilasei rach v'seif v'kasha. So when we're eating the chazeres, we're having in mind that just like this in the beginning is soft and later on it gets hard, so to the Mitzrim in the beginning was soft spoken to us and then they were hard, very harsh with us. And the Shulchan Aruch actually quotes this halacha and says, the ikar mitzvah v'chazeres, the ikar of the mitzvah is v'chazeres. And the Yerushalmi's bothered with a question. Ay, chazeres is masak, chazeres is sweet. And the Yishami answers for Rav Oshia, that's not totally in bitter. It's totally in the fact that chazeres is tchilasei masak, v'soifei mar. Kach also ha-mitzrim la-veseinu be-mitzrayim. In the beginning, they were sweet. They did good for us. And later on, they were vayimaru as chayehem. And that's what the Beis Yosef speaks out clearly, that even though it's mesuka and there's no meriros, it's still fine for one could fulfill the mitzvah of mara with this. And that's what we see in this in the Sefer Chinuch and in many other maramakaimais that one could go through over here. What is chazeres? What is chazeres? So Rashi says lito, leto, lettuce. If we take a look at the Chacham Tzvi tells us that it's what's called salat. And he explains that because in the countries in Ashkenaz, in Germany and in Poland, it was very cold, they didn't have these lettuce. And that's why they looked for other things. But we, or anyone who could find lettuce, that they should fulfill the mitzvah with what's called chazeres. And the Mishnah Berurah, the Aruch HaShulchan, bring it there. And that's what many of us take on, that what's referred to by salat is romaine lettuce. And the Chassam Seif in his tshuva, he backs up the Chacham Tzvi. However, he warns very strongly. He says, I announced this in, all, in my Shavs HaGadol drashas, that one has to be very careful to have hired Anshei Yirei Shemayim that know how to check for bugs, because it's very common and to be infested with bugs, and no one wants to enter into the Isurim of eating bugs, even if it's a Suffolk. So therefore, one should be careful not to get involved in that issue. They should buy bug free or check them and wash them well, that there should be no bugs on them. But the Chassam Seif himself says, I do agree to the Chacham Tzvi that the Ikar HaDin would be with these lettuce. The Chacham Tzvi goes so far to say that perhaps those that are being kind of mitzvah with charein, horseradish, it's pashat a sakana. It's a sakana to eat a full shear, and therefore many people are not eating the correct shear. And what's interesting, in this Trubis Chassam Seifa, I mentioned earlier that Chassam Seifa brings up from his Rebbe Reb Nosson Adler, that he was Tarach v'yoga leida ezen nikra karpas. He was Tarach v'yoga to figure out what vegetable is referred to by karpas. So he went and he found that it's what's called afya, which is what in Deitch is referred to celery. And that's what is supposed to be used for karpas. And he gives us a Rosh Tevis. He says, afya is Rosh Tevis kel poil Yeshua's Otto. Refers to the pasuk of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's poil Yeshua's. And that's why he mentions celery over there. Akopanim, there is a hakir in the paiskim and rishayim. If it does need to have some type of bitter taste, or maybe it should be a type of vegetable that's called marer, even if it's not bitter. However, as we mentioned before, there are many achrayim. Take a look at the Pri Chodesh, Shulchan Aruch Rav, and other achrayim. It seems that even if it doesn't have a bitter taste, but since it represents those are Muslim that we mentioned before, that is fine. The Chai Adam wasn't clear if Chazeres is romaine lettuce. Therefore, there are those that are makpid to eat charein. Chaznish was chaylik on this. Chaznish brings a ridvaj that explains the Yeshami that it needs to be bitter. There has to be a bitter taste to it. And if it doesn't have a bitter taste to it, you may not be yaitza. So therefore, many people were known to eat charein, and some were known to eat a little charein with the chazeres, which is a question that if you're being chayshish that the chazeres is not lettuce, so then it doesn't help to put charein with it, because then you're mixing something which is not mara with mara. But that was the meaning in many different places, to eat both together. The Baron was known to use iceberg lettuce for marar, and it's brought down that different other gedolim use endives, other types of lettuce. Again, each person should follow the meaning of their family and what their messiah is of what's considered chazeres. Now, the Chai Adam writes over here, says that Rak Sha'amru Shasha'im Him Ala Gedilim Asherish Gadol Kimdin Sira Daimim Tchilas Atzmicha. And he's, like I mentioned before, he's not so sure what it's referring to. The Halacha Lamaisa, many are knowing to use romaine lettuce, some are knowing to use other types of lettuce. If one is in a place where they cannot get a hold of lettuce, there are different explanations of the other types. There's ulshin, which some say is chicory, tamcha, horseradish, karchavin is endives, mar is some other type of bitter grass. Each person should try to find the type that works for him within his minhagim. There's different questions over here we're not going to get into, different tshuvas about how much does a person have to put themselves in a possible pain in order to eat the bitter mara or by all mitzvahs. The Mishnah also says kavushim if was soaked, which most achrayim learn that means soaked in vinegar, but some learn also in water. But it means that it was soaked enough that it lost its taste. That which we wash and then dry it is not going to be a problem of kavush. Okay, so now we discuss the type of vegetable that's used for mara. And like we said, chazeres has it in kedima. If one doesn't have chazeres, who doesn't have enough of chazeres, she used what we call tamcha, which is horseradish. So the Shulchan Aruch says he should take a kezayis of the maror and he should stick it completely into the charoisis, but not leave it there in order that it should not lose the taste of the maror. And the taste of the maror is important. And because of this, the minig is that afterwards, one shakes the charoisis off the maror. What's the reason for dipping it into the charoisis? So the Shulchan Aruch Rav explains, based on the Gemara, that there was some kind of talas, which was called a kaffa, and it would hang around the charoisis, and by dipping it into, it would hang around the maror, by dipping it into the charoisis, it would kill this kaffa, and then it would be mazikim. Now that we're not knowing to dip it completely, we just dip it in partially, so there are those that miyashiv the minig according to the kappa, because it's not matzi nowadays. We're not so worried about the kappa. And also, we only dip it in because of a mitzvah of the zechalatit. And that's why halacha lemaisa, even though the Shulchan Aruch says yishke'enu kulay, but nowadays the general minig is, the minig is only to dip it in partially. And that's why also, in our God is called Daidi, he brings down that he hasn't seen people shake the charoisis off. He says, because when they used to dip the complete mara into the charoisis, so then they would need to shake it off. But where we only dip in a small part of it, we just dip it in and we take it out. We don't leave it in there. If you were leaving it in there long, you would have to shake it off, but we just dip it in and pull it out right away. We only dip in partially. One does not need to shake it off afterwards. So he takes the maror after dipping it into the charoisis and he makes a bracha al achilas maror and he eats it without a seba, because since it's a zeichel la'avdus, therefore he eats it without seba. However, the Mishnah Berurah says if one does want to eat it without seba, he's permitted to eat it, and possibly according to some rishonim, there may be more of an inyan to eat it without seba, some rishonim not. Halacha l'maisa, one does not need to eat it with aseba. And Mishmur says if one wants to, they could. Now, achilas mara is a mitzvah drabanan. Therefore, when it comes to the share of a kezayis, we're going to be makel. We're not going to be machmer with the first share that we mentioned before of 47 cc. Which is 26 grams, will be makel with 25 cc, which is around 14 grams, which is like one big leaf, a large leaf. One who that's too much, so they definitely, even lechatchila, could go down to a measurement of 17 cc. And again, someone who really has a difficult time could go down to 5 cc. So again, the first share will be 25 cc, the second share is 17, and the third share is 5 cc. And also, the Kedeach Chiz Pras over here will be 9 minutes. The Shulchan Aruch tells us that if someone swallowed the mara without chewing it and feeling the taste of it, he's not yaitzah, because tam mara b'inan, he needs to taste the mara. So this is the mitzvah of al achilas mara, zeicha for the avdus. to remember the avdus, to remember the vaymaru chayehem, the bitter lives that they lived and they went through in the Sheba in Mitzrayim. Now Kairach. When it comes to Kairach, Kairach is also a mitzvah drabanan. And it begins with the pasuk Amatzis Amiroidim Yechluhu. The pasuk tells us that it should be eaten with the matzah and the meroidim. And there's a machlekes in the Gemara between Hillel and the Rabbanan how to understand this pasuk about matzahs and meroidim Yechluhu. And the lashon in the Gemara is in Beis Hillel, in Hillel is V'hoda ochel matzah v'chasa v'hadi adodi. Eat them together. Eat them together. And we refer to it as kairach. Kairach. Rashbam says kairach is like a bundle. A bundle. It's bundled together. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down the reason for this kriche is in order to be yaitza, the sheet of Hillel, who held that the pasuk al matzah z'mraim yechluhu is v'hadi adodi, is together. However, just to do this, because if the halacha is like the Rabbanan, that we need to eat it separately, you can't eat it together. One will be mevatel the time of the other. Therefore, first we're mekayim the shita of the Rabbanan, and then we're mekayim the shita of Hillel, Zecha, Lizman, Shoyim, Migdash, Kayim, and they were makrev the Pesach. Because then, according to Hillel, they will eat the matzah mara biyachad. For Kairach, we use the third matzah, the bottom matzah, in order to use the bottom matzah for a mitzvah. So we use the bottom matzah for Kairach. There is a discussion if by Kairach you need a sheer kezayis amara, or maishin a tshuva. I just quoted the first line of the tshuva. He says, Pasha, that you need a kezayis amara over there. He's married with the Shagas Ayah and the other Paiskim. So one needs to have a kezayis of matzah with a kezayis of mara, and he's karchom bevas achas, and he puts it together. Literally, people learn a sandwich, a piece of matzah on top, a piece of matzah in bottom, and mara in between. Rabbi Kotler and many others were knowing to just take a piece of matzah and put the mara on top of it, or others would wrap the matzah with the mara. Wrap the matzah with the mara. That's how they did kairach. And the lashon wrapping. Again, each one should follow the meaning of their family in how they eat kairach. The share over here of the kezayis of matzah, the kezayis of mara. Again, since it's drabanan, we're going to go with the smaller share. And if you want to be yaitza, the chatchila, the hider, so then it will be 25 cc of matzah, 25 cc of marar, which is 14 grams. If that's difficult, then l'chatchila, you could go down to 17. Shasatchak, one could go down to 5 cc. The Mishrura, the Shulchan Aruch brings down that there's a question whether we dip it into the charoisis or not. Different minhagim of whether we dip the kairach into charoisis or not. And the Shmur ends off, however you're noig, you're noig. So again, those that are noig to dip should dip. Those that are noig not to dip should not dip. However, if you don't know what you're noig, you can follow the meaning of the Ramah, which is not to dip. The Shmur brings down that which the Tevlim, also the Mara, the Kricha Haraisis, that's not considered a Tibol Shlishi, though we say only Shnei Tibolim, not considered a Tibol Shlishi. The Shulchan Aruch Rav explains that the Mara of this Kricha doesn't need to dip in the Haraisis, because you already mekayim the Mitzvah Haraisis with the first Tibol that we did by Achilas Mara. And Al Tzkafa, we're not so worried about that nowadays. However, there are those that are chedek and hold that you do need to dip into charoisis, because since this kriach is zechel and mikdash kehillo, mikdash and hillo was mekayim the mitzvah charoisis with this mara, so part of the zechel and mikdash kehillo is also dipping. Those are the two sevaris. Again, different minhagim of whether to dip or not to dip. Each one should find out the meaning of their family, whether they dip the kairach in the charesis or not. Now the Shulchan Aruch says, one should say, Zeichel l'mikdash kehillel. Pashtus from the Shulchan Aruch sounds like, before you eat the kairach, one should say, Zeichel l'mikdash kehillel. However, the Bi'ar Halacha is very bothered by this. And therefore, the Bi'ar Halacha wants to say that one should say a dafka after he eats the kairach. And that's the way many are noig, to say Zeichel l'mikdash kehillel after they eat the kairach. Not to be mafsik before eating the kairach by saying Zeichel l'mikdash kehillel. Again, each one should follow their minig. This, the two minogim have mikairais. There's two other places where we find the same achlegis between Mishbura and other paiskim. In this inyan, Mishbura is going to Shitasai, and others have minogim differently. Therefore, one again should find out what their minig is of when they say Zeichel l'mikdash kehillel. If they have no minig, then Pashtus, they should say it afterwards, like the Mishbura says. There's also two neschais. If we say Zeichel l'mikdash kehillel, Ken asahil of his manchmas midash, Hayakairach matzo mara vayichlan biyachad, or we say Hayakairach pesach matzo mara. Do we say pesach or not? Two neschais. And our God is called Daidi, he brings them not to say pesach, to say Hayakairach matzo mara. Those that know that their minig is to say Pesach Matzah Mara should say Pesach Matzah Mara. Others don't know your minig, then just say Matzah Umara. And we eat the kairach, we eat the Matzah Mara together with Haseba because of the Matzah. If one forgot to do Haseba, the Shas, the eating of the kairach, he does not need to repeat and eat it again. Over here again, since it's a mitzvah drabbanon, the share of Achilles Pras is 9 minutes. Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is our Seudas Yontif. Shulchan Aruch is the Seudas Yontif. Just like every Yontif has a Seuda, so too does Lo Pesach. That's the Seuda of Lo Pesach. However, as the Ramah points out, one has to be careful not to eat or drink too much in order that he shouldn't come to eat the afikaymin as a achila gasa. He won't be yaitz in the mitzvah of eating afikaymin if he's gonna be stuffing it down, or he may drink too much and fall asleep and not be yaitz in the mitzvah of saying the rest of the Agoda, saying Hallel, and eating the Afikaymin. So therefore, one should be careful, keep it in mind, that before you eat that good food, that delicious food for Shulchan Aruch, that it shouldn't turn out that the Achilas Afikaymin is going to be a tercha, like, oh, another kezayis, because then you're taking away from that mitzvah minimumcha. As you mentioned earlier, the Rishayim Amashma, they're eating the matzah with a te'oven, with a geshmak appetite, adds a hiddur to the mitzvah. And then, of course, as Aruch Shulchan points out, not to drink too much, that will cause one to fall asleep and not be able to say a halal properly. There's a meaning that at Shulchan Aruch to eat beitzim, to eat eggs, some eat from the egg that's on the kar itself, as a zecha favelos. That's one reason. Another reason is because Lel Tisha B'Av is always the same night as Pesach. And also it's a zecha l'chorben when they were marked with the carbon Pesach. So it's an inyan to remember that which we don't have, the akravas haPesach. Another reason that's given by the Gra is that the beitz on the kara is a zecha for the chagiga. And just like they ate the chagiga, so we want to eat the beitz. Now, Ramesha has a tshuva about this also. The Shulchan Aruch tells us that Lel Pesach, one's not supposed to eat any roasted meat. What's included in this is not to eat meat, whether it was roasted, barbecued, broiled over an open fire. Pot roast without any liquid is also not to be eaten. If it was cooked, is permitted. Cooked means there's a substantial amount of liquid over there. Some feel that there needs to be liquid covering the meat, or it's enough, there's like 2-3 inches of liquid. It's sitting in the liquid. That's called cooked. And this, the same is true with whatever you may be eating from the poultry, whether it's chicken, meat. That's why many have the minhag to eat boiled chicken by the Seder. So again, the minhag is to eat a Sudas Yantiv. Some begin with the egg for the reasons we mentioned. The chicken or the meat should not be roasted, barbecued, broiled, or pot roast. It should be cooked, or the chicken should be cooked, boiled, and good food for the Suda. That is the Shulchan Aruch. And again, keep in mind not to overfill yourself so that you're basically kind of the mitzvahs of the mitzvah of Afikoyman afterwards. Tzafayin. Tzafayin is literally means hidden, which is Afikoyman. The Gemara seems to touch Afikoyman as dessert. Dessert, the dessert of this meal is the matzah that we will eat for Afikoyman. And that's what Shulchan Aruch says. La'acha gemar suda. After the suda is finished, we eat matzah. We eat matzah shmurat, which was hidden underneath the cloth that we put away earlier, as a zecher for the Pesach that was eaten al haseiva. And we eat it by haseiva. There's no bracha on the afikoyman. And one should be careful to eat it before chatzos. This chiyuv of afikoyman is upon everyone, even the women are chayiv in it. If you have someone who's not able to eat a lot of matzah, just mentioning it now, someone who cannot fulfill all the different matzahs that we mentioned, moitzi matzah, koirach, and afikoyman, you should just eat one kezayis and one of the small kezayisim, and that's enough. But those that are healthy should be eating all three. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down lechatchila toiv sheikach shnei zeisim. Lechatchila is best that one should take four afikoyman, two zeisim. One is a zeicha for the Pesach, one is a zeicha for the matzah that was eaten with it. Which, for this din, you could be samech on the small shiurim. Each zayis is the small shiur, which equals one of the big shiurim. So again, someone who's able to, from afikoyman, to eat a kezayis, which is of 47 smak, which is the bigger shear of a kezayis, but it's like two of the small shiurim, so you fulfill this inyan of the chatkila toif to take two zeisim. 47 cc, which is 26 gram, which we mentioned earlier, is be'ereh, 15.3 centimeters by 15.3 centimeters. Or chatkila, you could use 25 cc, which is 14 grams, which is berach 11.2 centimeters by 11.2 centimeters. And me'ikra din, it's enough, 17 to 20 cc, which is around 10 centimeters by 10 centimeters, which is approximately 10 grams. Shatchak, someone who's really not doing well. So then it will be enough, 5 cc, which is about 6 centimeters by 6 centimeters. Mishbrur brings down the shloch, says, Re'isi mi b'nei aliyah. They would kiss the matzah and the mara. And that's a tremendous thing. One has to be careful that all the mitzvahs he's doing tonight. Achilas matzah, achilas mara, kaira, chafi kaimen. It should be done with a tremendous simcha, a tremendous excitement. In every mitzvah, there's two parts to the mitzvah. There's the mitzvah itself, and there's the excitement to do the mitzvah. The Nevesh Chaim tells us that when a Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving schar, he can give you schar for doing the mitzvah. But when someone gives you something out of excitement, it's a much better feeling. You're getting it because the person wants to give it to you, and he usually gives you more than what you deserve because he's excited to give you. The simcha we have b'shas a mitzvah creates that feeling of excitement for the mitzvah. So therefore, one has to be careful that it should be done out of simcha. When eating the afikoymin, one should eat it with haseba. But if you forgot and ate it without haseba, it doesn't have to eat it again. However, there's a little steer in the Mishnah Berurah. In one place says, im kashalav. He does not need to repeat to eat it again if it's hard for him. In the other place, he says, you do not need to eat it again. So the Rav Moshe and the Tshuva answers these two Mishnah Berurahs by saying that if you're still before Berachas HaMazon and you didn't yet wash Mayim Achronim, you didn't end the Suda yet, so then if it's not kosher for him, he should eat it again. But if you already ended the Suda and is ready to bench, then it does not need to eat Afikoymin again. That's when he ate Afikoymin and did not do Haseba. But if he forgot to eat the afikoymin, he got so busy, and then he remembered that they benched and they forgot to eat the afikoymin, so then they need to wash again. I'm sorry, then the Mishnah says, he didn't remember until he washed sins, he says, Havlon v'nivrach, you eat the afikoymin without a berachas hamotzi. But if he didn't remember until he actually made the berachas hamazon, so if he remembers before he made the bracha by Pri Agaf and he should wash, make the amaitzi, eat the afikoymin, then bench again and make the by Pri Agaf and drink the kais. But if he did not remember until after he made the bracha by Pri Agaf, he should not eat the afikoymin, it will be semach on the matzah that he ate in the seuda, which was shmurais, and with that he was yaitzah the mitzvah. Interesting point that the Shulchan Aruch brings out, that just like by the Karban Pesach, there was a din not to move around while you eat in the Karban Pesach. So too by Afikoymin, one should not move around while eating the Afikoymin. He should sit in one place, not to sit in one place and then move to another place. One has to be careful that the Afikoymin should be eaten before Chatzos, even though the Be'er Halacha has a discussion about this, but still, one should be eating the afikoymin before chatzos, definitely the chatzchila. One who fell asleep in the middle of the suda, and he fell asleep, not that he was dozing off, but he was out cold during the suda. So then, the halacha is that it's also for him now to go and eat from the afikoymin, even if he didn't eat yet the gezayis, because the shina, the sleep, it's considered a hefsik between the achila to the achila. However, this is only if he's eating alone or the whole B'nai Chabura fell asleep. But if there's still left over from the other B'nai Chabura over there that were awake, then it's not considered a hefsik even for the ones that fell asleep. So this is the mitzvah of afikoymin. Like we mentioned that for afikoymin, toiv l'chatchila to eat the two zeisim, which is equal to one of the big zeisim. We gave the shiurim for the big kezayis over here, and one should eat it with haseba. It's interesting that when we look at the simonim of the seder, there's no simon for mayim achrayim. And Shlem Zalman was bothered by this. Why isn't one of the simonim mayim achrayim? If you look at the chayadim, he says, one should wash mayim achrayim just like the rest of the year. So Rav Shlem Zalman would say that it's really toloi in the machlokes we learned earlier of whether you dip the matzah into melech or not. Now, obviously, the one that made the Simani Aseda learned like the Shita that we do not dip it in salt. And since one of the reasons, which is also machlek, is why we wash Mayim Achayinim, so the Baal Aseda must have held like the reason that we wash Mayim Achayinim because of Melech Zdaimis. So since there was no Melech Zdaimis, there's no reason to wash Mayim Achayinim. However, we that we're not to wash my machayim because of the second reason, based on the pasuk of Iskadishtem, a union of Kedusha. So then it would make sense to wash my machayim also by the Lel HaSeda. There's a halacha based on the Mishnah of Eim Aftir Acha Pesach Afikaymin. After the Afikaymin, after they ate the Karm Pesach, they cannot eat other food. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. If the Dafi came in, ain lechol shum dava. One should not eat anything. You should not eat anything. And the Rashbam explains over there, because the matzah had to be eaten at the end of the Suda, a zecha for the matzah, a zecha for the matzah that was eaten with the Pesach in the Kricha. So this matzah, Rashbam says, Zuhi ha-matzah, ha-bitzua, shona oichel ba-achrein l'shem chayva. And the bracha of Al-Khil's matzah was going on this also. So this is the matzah that we're eating at the end of the Suda. U-be-matzah b'zman zeh married the lek ha-pesach ha-do. We don't have Pesach with it. Still, there's a din of eim ha-ftirin ha-pesach ha-fikoymin, which means after the Pesach and the matzah that was eaten with it. Therefore, if the Afdikaymin, one is not allowed to eat. The Mishbrua says, B'di'evit, if someone ate after the Afdikaymin, he should go back again and eat a kezais of matzah shmura, the shame Afdikaymin. So that's eating. What about drinking? Says the Mishbrua, le'inyan drinking, there's a machlekes ha'paiskim. There are those that are machmer. There are those that are machmir when it comes to mashka mashaker, intoxicated beverages, and that's the way one should be knowing not to drink any besides the two kaises that we still need to drink, the third kais and the fourth kais, but one should be careful not to drink any other alcoholic beverages. And lechatchila nochan lezayim mekol mashke, lechatchila one should be nochan, it's nochan for one to be careful not to drink other drinks, except for water and things similar to water. We take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan, the Shabrura, the Aruch HaShulchan. He brings down that by him, they were known to drink seltzer and lemonade. That was mutter. And an apple drink also, but not an apple cider. Apple cider not. So again, to drink water, seltzer, a lemonade, would be mutter. The second night is more makom to be makel. The Bar-Hitim brings down that one could drink other mashkim after the four kaises or after afikaymin. So definitely the second night is more makom to be makel. Now we're holding by Barech. Barech is Berachas Hamazon. Shulchan Aruch says after eating the afikaymin, we pour the third kais and we make a bracha. We make on it, we recite over it, Berachas HaMazon, and then Berachas Bari Pri HaGafen. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us that since this cup you were using during Shulchan Aruch, if you were using it during Shulchan Aruch to drink from, you need now to wash it out well and dry it out well and make sure it's clean before you use it for the third kais. If you were not using the kais that you used for the first two kaisais, you were using other cups for Shulchan Aruch, drinking during Shulchan Aruch, then you do not need to really clean it out. The minig is that the balabayas is the one that's mevarech, the berachas hamazon b'lal pesach. There's the inyan to have a zimun, and if there's a zimun, the balabayas is the one that's mevarech the berachas hamazon. As the pasuk says, toiv ayin hu yevarech, the one with the good eye, he's the one that should make the bracha. And he's the one that should make the bracha. And tonight, the Toivayin is the Balabayas, who back in the beginning of the Seder said, Kol Dichvin, Yesi, V'yechol. The Godas, Kol Doidi, brings down that if there's a Zimun, then only the Mezamin needs to hold the cup at the time of Berachas Hamazon. But if there's no Zimun, then everyone should hold the Kais at the time of Berachas Hamazon. In Berachas Hamazon, we need to remember to say Yalav V'yavoy, and if it would fall out on Shabbos, also Ritzei. Now, after Berachas Hamazon, we drink the third kais with a seba, and we make the bracha of Bayer Pri HaGafen. Ashkenaz is known to make the bracha of Bayer Pri HaGafen. B'dieved, one was Yaitza without a seba, if they forgot to do a seba, one was Yaitza. And again, one should not drink between the third kais and the fourth kais. Now, after you drink the kais of Berachas Hamazon, one should pour the fourth kais. That's where the Shulchan Aruch is mashma, the Shulchan Aruch Rav is mashma, that you pour the fourth kais after you drink the third kais, even before Shveich HaMascha. We take a look at the Chai Adam is mashma. First we say Shveich HaMascha, and then we pour the kais, the fourth kais. Again, these are two different minhagim. Some are noig one way, some are noig another way. Those that are noig to pour the fourth kais before Shveich HaMascha should follow through. Those that are noig to pour afterwards should pour afterwards. Either way, before Shveich HaMascha, we pour a fifth kais, which is what we call Kais Shel Eliyahu HaNavi. Many people understand that this kais is since we're going to greet Eliyahu HaNavi. So Eliyahu HaNavi comes and drinks from the kais. Abshalem Zalman would say that there's a machlekes if we drink four kaises or five kaises, even though we pass in four kaises, but we're waiting for Eliyahu HaNavi to come to be mevasar to us whether the halacha is we should drink, whether the halacha is that we should drink the fifth kais or not. So therefore, it's a tefillah that we fill up a fifth kais and say, Eliyahu HaNavi, come to be megala to us whether we're supposed to drink a fifth kais or not. Malkapanim, this kais that we fill up is what we call kais shel Eliyahu HaNavi. Many people fill it up and use it the next day for Kiddush, so it shouldn't go to waste. The Ramah tells us that we say the psukim of Shveich HaMascha at that time. We open the door in order to remember that tonight is Lal Shemurim, based on the pasuk of Lal Shemurim. And b'schus this emuna, Mashiach should come and pour his anger on those that are denying the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the kavanah we're supposed to have when we go out to say Shveich HaMascha. Not everyone has to go to the front door and stand there. It's a nice thing to do. One person can open the door and everyone from the table can stand up and say it, or sit and say Psukim of Shveich HaMascha. Hallel. Hallel. We have now the Kais Revi. The fourth Kais is poured, and we begin with Loilanu, and we finish on this Hallel. There's no Bracha said now. The Bracha of Hallel was said earlier. We finish off. Over here, one does not need to wash out the Kais, even though you drank from it the third Kais, but since it was only used for Kais Shal Bracha, we could refill it and use it for Kais Shal Bracha. And a person should, preferably according to the Ramah, say Hallel before Chatzos, even though it's only a lechatchila, and many were noig not to say Hallel before Chatzos, so one doesn't have to force themselves to say Hallel before Chatzos, but if they have the opportunity to, then it's definitely a good thing to do. That's a hiddur to be able to say. Now, there are different nuschais in Hallel, in the Seder Hatzvar by Hallel. The general minig Nusach Ashkenaz is, you'll look at different Agadas, will be printed differently. The Nusach Ashkenaz is first Yahalalucha, then Hallel Agada, which is the 26 Haidus, Kilom Chastais, then Nishmas, Yishtabach, Melech Kelchei Oyelamim, or Melech Mulovat Ishbachas. The Tzuchzvat says Yalulucha after Yishtabach. Then we drink the Kais with a Bracha Rishena again from Minig Ashkenaz with a Seba. And over here, even those that were drinking only a Rav Revius until now for the Kaisais, many would drink over here a full Revius so that they can make a Bracha Achrayna. If one did not drink the full Revius over here, which again, the share for a full Revius would be 2.9 ounces or 2.5 ounces is also enough for Bracha Achrayna. So if one's not drinking the 2.5 ounces, he should have someone else be mighty him with the Bracha Achrayna that goes also back on the third Kais. And now up to the final part, which is Nirtza, that what we've done throughout the night was wanted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Ratzui by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Shulchan Aruch tells us once, V'choyitz B'Oisik in Hachas Pesach, and Yitzias Mitzrayim, and speak about the Nisim and the Flois that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for him. Ad Shetachatfenu Shina. There's a shear over here. How much am I chayiv in this until the sleep takes you over? You fall asleep from it. And that's what the Chayodim writes. Chayiv Adam Mustafa B'Yitzis Mitzrayim Asher Chatfenu. Which speaks about the Ava between Klal Yisrael and Knesset Yehuda, Knesset Yisrael, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael, and goes back to the beginning when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim and brought us close to him and made us his nation. And the Minig is also, the Ramah brings down, not to read on the Kriyishma Alamita except for the first Pasha Shema and not the other pieces, because tonight is Lel Shimurim Min HaMazikim. Mishmur brings down B'tzach Levarach Berchas HaMapel, one should still make the Bracha HaMapel, and if he read Kriyishma and basic Knesses before the Laila, then he has to read the whole Kriyishma to be kind of Mitzvah Kriyishma. As Shulchan Aruch Rav brings down that there were places that were noyig to leave the front door open Lel Pesach, to show that it's Lel Shimurim L'chol B'nei Yisrael, that they rose some, they took us out from Golos, from that Golos, so take us out from this Golos, and Eliyahu Navi Vim Yav Eliyahu Yimtza Pesach Pesuach, will go out to greet him quickly, and we believe in this. And with this Amuna, there will be a tremendous schar. However, he says, V'im Koymishim Etzuyim Ganovim Ein Lismech Alanes. However, in those places where there are ganovim, one should not be semach on a nes. Chasal si do pesach el chosoy, and when we sing the Shana Abav Yerushalayim with ourselves and with the children, this should be a really exciting and a heartful tefillah for all of us, that we should be back in Yerushalayim HaBenuya to build up Yerushalayim. It's something that I think everyone will remember forever if we do it right. Okay, any questions?
Yes, I have a question.
Yeah.
But not related to kashrut. In my self-clean oven in the user's manual, it said the only rack which I could put in is the dark rack, which is enameled. So can that be kashrut in the self-clean?
In general, enamel, we don't kasher. But the rack is enamel?
It's not. It seems like it's enamel coated.
Which rack is this? In the oven?
Yes. Regular oven rack.
Again, I'm sorry. Oh, a regular rack, which is covered in enamel?
Yeah.
I would say it's better to just cover the rack with something.
So, I mean, now I already... It's in there right now, self-cleaning. So after I finish, it's just covered with tinfoil?
If you could, yeah. Or better, just be careful that the food shouldn't touch it directly.
Yeah. The Aruch HaShulchan said that although the Ramah says not to use salt, the Aruch HaShulchan felt that nowadays we should use salt. Why isn't the Aruch HaShulchan not just changing the minhag from the Ramah's times to us?
He says the minhag was differently.
Or then he changed it.
Gumani. He says it changed, or he says that the minig by him was different. He's not changing. He's saying the minig by him was differently. So you see, obviously, there were different minogim.
Right. What about roasted chicken? Why can we have roasted chicken if no chicken is ever used as a carbon?
it's close enough to tzli that there's a gzeira, chazal made a gzeira that one should not have anything that's close to tzli.
Yeah, but tzli for beitzim is fine.
Correct, but not for chicken or meat.
So chicken and meat is too close, same thing like always.
It's in the first halacha over there. I didn't mention it, but I wrote it down in the notes. It's in the first halacha. The halacha says even chicken, and then the mishmur on that says, but fish or eggs is fine.
I mean, it's like the regular basa v'chala that we call chicken meat.
I guess so.
And then between the second and third case, which you said that one should rinse it out because it waited around. But the svara we said between the third and the fourth is that because it was only used for kosher bracha. But nowadays, when our bechers are only used for kosher bracha, I don't drink anything else out of it. I shouldn't have to even wash it out from second.
I said that also.
Even between second and third, I missed that then. Okay.
I said, by Shulchan Aruch, I said, if you used your kais to drink other drinks, then you should wash it out. Well, if you did not, if you used other cups for drinking, you don't have to.
Rabbi, doesn't the Gemara say not to eat the afikayim in b'tayavin because the Korban Pesach was not supposed to eat the Korban Pesach was not allowed to be eaten b'tayavin? So why is it a hider to eat the afikayim in b'tayavin?
I don't recall such a Gemara.
The Gemara that
not
says
to
that,
eat a b'tayavin, or is it to eat ala saiva? That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says not to eat a b'tayavin.
Not to break a bone. If you're starving, that's what we eat at the end.
It says to eat it ala soiva. That I do remember. It says to eat it when you're full, but not achilagasa. And so there's a difference. Again, everything Yiddishkeit needs its balance between ala soiva, but you're not achilagasa. I mean, you're full, that you're not going to just go to it and break a bone, but at the same time, you're excited about eating it.
You know, so why is there a problem of pointing to the shank bone, but we have so many other times where we do a zecher, but over there we say we don't want to have a kachin b'chutz, but there's so many other things that we do that's a zecher. It's a zecher.
It seems everyone like knows. Chazal are very concerned lo Pesach about this gezeira of. I'm not sure if one of me is correct or not, but it sounds like Chazal are extra concerned lo Pesach about this. Shechitas Pesach in the wrong place.
I'm saying, but everyone knows that this bone is not the Korban Pesach, and there's
we know Chazal always concerned about that one person that doesn't know, right? Just like Tekiyah Shofar Rosh Hashanah, the one person doesn't know that you can't carry it. You know, concerned for him also. Everyone can.
So if someone's doing Zecher LeMikdash Kehillo, this is what Hillel did, so maybe I would think that it's Kachem Machutz. Why would?
No, that's why we don't put meat in there, right? You're right. If you put meat in the sandwich, then it'll be a problem, but we don't put
those
meat
are that
in.
One guy. Ah, Zecher LeMikdash. Oh, this is what they did in the Mikdash. I'm also doing it.
Look, if I was at the meeting back then, perhaps I would have thought the same, but I was not there, so I cannot answer that. I don't know.
But the har is a har. Okay, fine.
Nice har. I can go into that God. Okay.
I once heard that it flipped because the minig was back then when people were at the Beis Hamikdash, when there was a Beis Hamikdash, people that weren't there ate at Lezecher. They ate roasted meat dafka Lezecher. Then there became an issue with Kachim Mechutz. So then they flipped. Then they flipped the Gzeira.
Oh, okay.
That's what I once heard. Which is why there are Medinos that are naive to still do it. Not really the firm ones now, but there are Medinos.
The Shulchan Aruch brings down that there are places that were naive to eat. Right.
And because they were part of the first gezeira, but not the second. Their zeichel mikdash is to eat roasted meat.
Interesting. Okay, good. You learn new things every day. Yeah. Any other questions? Okay. So about the notes, I would like to share them with whoever wants to. I don't know what am I supposed to do. Send them to who or what.
Just email the rest.
Maybe if, what?
Then just email
me. Well, I could put it on. What? Okay, so I'll have to figure out. or maybe Zevi should have most of them, if not all of them.
Could we say called Dichman Yesen Yechel if no one's going to come? That's along the lines of the last question?
It's a good question, but you could.
What?
It's a good question, but you could.
Is Rebbe giving a share on
Benares Yisrael?
What's
Lars? So I thought we were gonna have time for that.
Especially this year. Maybe there's other dinim.
Oh wow. Okay, I'm gonna keep it in mind.
So when
we'll talk about it tomorrow, please, we'll talk about it tomorrow. Or we'll send out a message.
Hey, very good.
Okay.
Shukriya, Rabbi.
Seda, thanks you. Thank you, everyone.
Enjoy the Nusach HaTfilah, Rabbi.
Amen. I'm already, I'm Baruch Hashem. I got the Haggadah, and I'm sitting with the Haggadah, listening to the Nusach. It's making me, well. Okay.